You're listening to Sunday Extra with me, Damien Carrick, filling in for Julian Morrow. And as we get closer to 10 o'clock, it's time for some jazz to light up your morning. My next guest, Chris Cody, is an internationally renowned pianist, composer and jazz band leader. He's recorded 14 albums, played with the likes of Herb Geller and Rhoda Scott, and performed concerts for former Australian and French prime ministers. So we're very lucky to have him with us this morning. Chris, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Chris, you've got a concert coming up tomorrow night, Monday the 13th, in Sydney. Tell us where the show is and what you might be performing.
Yes, it's a concert at a place that runs a concert series every Monday. It's called Monday Night Confessions because the venue is called Church Street Studios. So it's in Camberdown, Sydney, for our Sydney listeners. And we were just discussing this earlier. I'm not sure if it actually was a church or not, but it's got a beautiful performance space. It's like an old timber church, but it's actually they have recording studios there, rehearsal spaces, and as I say, they put on concerts of all sorts of jazz, electronic music, experimental music. So it's a great place to play, and I'll be playing music from my last album, Mountain to Sea, with my quartet, which features Sandy Evans on tenor sax, Lloyd Swanton on double bass, and Nick Cecere on drums.
And what inspired your latest album, Mountain to Sea?
Ah, good question. The last sort of couple of albums had been sort of almost what you'd, I guess, describe as concept albums. I wrote one inspired by the voyage around the world of the French navigator La Pérouse. Then I wrote another one inspired during the COVID period by the writings of Albert Camus, and I called that, of course, The Outsider. And I thought, well, look, let's just get away from that now. That was great, but I just wanted to write some beautiful music. And the world's, at the same time, been going through some sort of difficult and turbulent times. There's a lot of war on and a lot of conflict. And I thought, well, writing hopefully what is good music or beautiful music is probably the best way to sort of counter that, I guess. And then the musicians, I live by the sea here in Sydney, and Sandy Evans does also. Lloyd Swanton's up in the mountains. And after living 25 years in the centre of Paris, which was extremely urban and not very natural at all, it's great to be back in Australia and be a little bit inspired by nature as well. So there's a number of resonances there of nature, of Australia, of contemplation. And also I wanted the music to take the listener on an imaginary journey through different landscapes or soundscapes, different imagined times and places. So Mountain to Sea seemed like the right title to go with. And there's probably a few other resonances there subconsciously as well.
What are the influences, the musical influences, which have shaped this project?
I guess you'd have to say really all the music that I've been exposed to and been performing all my life. From classical, my beginnings were very much as a classical pianist, through to gospel, which I've played, blues, jazz, different types of art music. Being a musician, I try to listen to as much music as I can of all, you know, shapes and sizes and styles. So it all probably comes out a little bit. I would describe it as, I guess, contemporary jazz, but there are definitely tracks there that borrow from other styles, whether it's classical or French impressionistic music. It's a piece on the album called Slow, which to my ear anyway sounds very much, you can hear a sort of a French influence of Ravel and Satie and Debussy. And then some of the other pieces have more of an African influence, and that probably has come about because of the large number of African musicians that work and live in Paris and that I had the pleasure to play with. So I guess it's a bit of a potpourri, as the French would say, of different styles, but I guess the overall umbrella is modern or contemporary creative jazz.
So, Chris, you've lived and you've worked in France for many years. What led to that French connection?
I studied French at school, as well as music, and loved it. And when I went on and did my Bachelor of Music at Sydney University, you had to take a foreign language, and so I was doing French. And I ended up with a double major in music and French. And the first time I left Australia and travelled over to Europe, I fell in love with France. I'd already sort of read some French writers, I mentioned earlier, Camus, but also Sartre and Genet and all sorts of different writers, and listened to French music, whether it was Piaf or Brassens or Brel, as well as French jazz musicians. So I booked myself a one-way ticket via New York and London and ended up in Paris with just a bag with some clothes and I think a real book with some jazz charts in it. And that was about it. And I ended up staying there for 25 years. As I say, I've completely fell in love with the place, the people. It was hard at first. I guess, like anywhere, it takes a while to sort of crack the veneer and get to develop, you know, proper, meaningful friendships. But once you do develop friends, with the French, I found they were friends for life. And even though I'm back here now in Australia, I still go back every year and do concerts and travel and see family and friends who are there.
Tell me about your upcoming stint as artist in residence for ABC Jazz.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. That's next month, the month of August. James Kennedy's doing a wonderful job with ABC Jazz promoting Australian jazz and trying to get it some air, get it onto the airwaves as much as possible, because it's not always easy in Australia. But he contacted me to go in and record some solo piano pieces, which I did a few months ago, and they will be performed on air, played on air through the month of August, possibly with references to other albums that I've done over the years. And there will also, I've also curated a list of some of my favorite French jazz musicians that have influenced me, African French jazz musicians, musicians from all over the place. As I say, Paris is a real melting pot, and it's attracted all sorts of wonderful musicians and artists from everywhere, and has been doing so for quite a long time. So hopefully that will all be revealed and come out in the month of August. They have an artist in residence every month. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that experience. And there's also possibly the talk of the recordings being released as an album. So watch this space.
Formidable. It's been a pleasure talking to you on Sunday Extra. Chris, thanks for joining me. That was French-Australian jazz pianist Chris Cody. Chris will be performing at Church Street Studios in Sydney on Monday night, and you can enjoy more of his solo piano pieces next month, when he'll be the artist in residence on ABC Jazz. Chris, lovely talking to you.
Thank you very much, Damien. A bientôt.
A bientôt. And we're going to play out now with Stepping Out, a nice upbeat number from Chris Cody's latest album, Mountain to Sea.
ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.